We are back to the share. And a lot, you know, some people mentioned that they had a Te'elis from the Shirim before Yomim Neroim. So I figure we may as well continue. We already did Psuke de Zimra and everything like that. We're going to start with Birkas Kriyashma. Now, Chazal tell us that the structure of the Tefillah is that we have two brachas, Sayin Shachris and Sayin Ma'ariv, two brachas before Kriyashma, one bracha after. Okay, and in Ma'ariv they added on Hashkivenu. So there's really two brachas before and two brachas after. And then Baruch Hashem Lailam is the third thing. So the Ikar is one bracha, two brachas before and two brachas after. Interestingly, let's put it as two questions. Number one question, why are these called, quote, Birkas Kriyashma? What does that have anything to do with Kriyashma? The Rishonim even ask that if it was Birkas Kriyashma, it should have said, the Ramban, the Rashba, and Brachas, they ask, it should have said, Asher Kedushonu b'mitzvah savitzonu likrei Kriyashma. If there was a Brach on Kriyashma, it should have said, Kriyashma. And it doesn't say that. So clearly, it's not a Brach on Kriyashma. Another raya, because after the third hour of the day, it's no longer Zman Kriyashma, and you're not yoytze in the mitzvah of Kriyashma anymore. If you're going to daven late, you got to say Kriyashma before davening. And still, Birkas Kriyashma goes together with the Zman Tefillah. Don't go with the Zman of Kriyashma. So really, it's not mamish a bracha on the mitzvah of Kriyashma. So we have to understand, so what is the relationship then between these brachas and Kriyashma? What's the shaykh?
It's not bracha latala if it's after the Zman Chas Shalom and you made those two brachas.
It's as long as it's still in the Zman Tefillah, it's okay.
Right.
Okay, so that's the first question. The second question is that both in Shachris and in Ma'ariv, the bracha, the first bracha is about the oir of some sort. Yoytzer ha-mo'ireis, or ha-ma'ariv ha-rov, it's yoytzer oir bo'ir choshech, right? And Ma'ariv, ha-ma'ariv ha-rov, she-be-dvar ma'ariv ha-rov, m'chachum v'sech shomim, he brings the shemit, the light. So it's about the light and the darkness, the sky, the mo'iris. And the second bracha is about Torah, if you think about it, right? Ki ha'im chayenu in Ma'ariv, ha'im chayenu v'arach yomenu in Shachris, right? So what is Torah coming on over here? What does it have to do with anything? So we'll say two mahalchim, both kishmak and mahalchim. As an introduction, I'm going to say over the Gemara in Brachis. The Gemara in Brachis asks a question that why is it that if you look at the bracha, now, by the way, just to understand, the bracha that we say is Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Yoitzer Oyer, creates light, Uvoirei Choshech, and creates darkness. We'll see what's the difference between Yoitzer and Boirei. Oisa Shalom, Uvoirei Sakol. Akan, that's the bracha. The rest is an extra tefillah we add in.
Isn't that really three brachas?
Well,
Yoitzer Oyer, Yoitzer Ma'oros, and Aboker Ba'amon.
No, Yoitzer Ma'oros is the end of the first bracha. It's one long bracha.
That's
one long bracha. A lot of times you have a bracha that starts with baruch and ends with baruch.
Right.
Like alamichya. Well, that's just one. But alamichya, let's say. Baruch Hashem, again, alamichya al kalkala. And then you say again, baruch Hashem. So you could start with baruch and end with baruch. So the point.
I wanted to ask by Shachris we had in the Keladon.
Right.
Is that part of that first bracha?
Yeah. It's equivalent to what we add in over here, which we'll see why we add that in. Yeah, we'll see why we add that in. I'm not sure exactly why that on Shabbos. I didn't get to that yet, but okay. Now, the Gemara asks, it should be that by day, we should just say, Baruch Hashem Yoitzer Or. Why are we saying Baruch Choshech? It's morning. It's no Choshech. And by night, we should, say, Baruch Laila. Why do we say Boirei Yoim V'Laila? It's night. So the Gemara says, so Gemara Brachos Daf Yud Aleph, the Gemara says, Kedei Lahasker Midas Laila B'Yoim, U'Midas Yoim V'Laila. you want to mention both by both. So Rabbeinu Yonah asks why. Why? So Rabbeinu Yonah brings, there's another Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin says that that Hahu Mina the Amar LeRebbe. There was a min that said to Rebbe, Mi Shabara Oyer Loi Bara Choshech. Mi Shabara Choshech Loi Bara Oyer Shenemar Yoitzer Oyer Vayer Choshech. So the pasuk is addressing two different people. Right, Yetzer Ar Ubar Yechoshech. Let's talk. So, because really, this pasuk, this whole tefillah, or this bracha, is based on a pasuk in Yeshaya.
So wait, the man said that because of the million
Yotzer. No,
because he knows
the pasuk. Yeah.
Because there was verbs used. Two
adjectives. Yeah. So Yetzer Ar Ubar Yechoshech. Yetzer Shalom Ubar Ra. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya. So you see, it's two different. So Amalei. Amarlei, I wrote it down here. Amarlei shoyte shvil asefe dekra. You didn't finish the pasuk. Hashem tzvaka shmoi. He was the one that did all of it. So zok Rabbeinu Yonah, there's a tzad out there in the bria that these koiches come from different koiches. There's a tzad yotzer ar. There's a tzad of bar yachoshek. Right. So different koiches. And mifrat, if the koiches are stirodik, if there's toiv and ra, so it's me'or a suffix by people, maybe it's different koiches. So me'el it's lafuke, all those sveikis, we say both, by both. It's not the pshat, is by day we focus on the yoim, and by night we focus on the lilo, because then you're giving room to make a tois, that the koich of day is not the koich of night. So Mele, no, by day and night, you both say both, to say that it's Burnish Shleilam, which is Mesoiv of both. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. Now, fine. Beis Yosef says another reason, by the way, because if you wouldn't say it, people would think that the Choshech was bad. And therefore, you want to say Dafka. The Choshech is, let's tell people, no, Choshech is also a Bria for the Burnish Shleilam. It's not bad, and we'll explain why that is, but fine. But then I saw in this thing, in this chibur Rabbi Lapiansky put together from the Rishonim on the Siddur, a Moedik of Pshat, very similar to Rabbeinu Yonah. He says, Gevaldik, that therefore, really what you're doing is, you're saying that all the koiches that exist in the Bria all come from the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Or, the Choshech, and Oysa Shalom. What's Sholem? Sholem means that we're going beyond the Ur and the Choshech. Sholem means, why are we focusing on Sholem? Oh, he says Sholem. What's Sholem? Nobel Peace Prize? What's Sholem?
The Sholem means. The
Sholem means. See, people make a mistake that they think that Sholem is when there's no fighting. And really, that has nothing to do with Shalom. I always give this example, right?
Integration. Integration.
That there's a... harmony is a better word. That Shalom... Imagine you have a roommate. So you have a roommate. So if you have a roommate, and Pshat is, you're a night person, they're a day person. So you never really see them. Because... It's kishmak, you know, you come in at night, the guy's out, who knows where, you have the shower to yourself, you're quiet, you go to sleep when you want. Kishmak, you don't have to deal with the other guy at all. Right? And then he's a morning guy, he gets his shower when he wants it, you know? So that's gewaldic. You know, have nothing to do with each other, you don't get in the way. So, right? So that's not shalom, right? Imagine if a marriage looks that way, that's not so kishmak. Right, so the pshat is because that not fighting is not shalom. Not fighting is each person is indifference. It's not shalom, right? It's that no one cares enough about the other to matter. There's no shalom in that. So shalom is fakert, is that you do care about enough in order to sometimes, you know, that there's a point of contact and you're working together. The harmony, the melody of the harmony. That's why shalom sometimes requires. Like Pinchas, Kanois, right? Pinchas was zeichet to Shalom by killing Zimri. Why is Shalom by killing someone? Yeah, because that's creating shalom, because he's messing up the harmony, right? So he's bringing out the harmony in the world. The shalom is how everything in the Bria has its place, and it's doing what it's supposed to be doing. And Rebbeinu created everything. So really the bracha is about everything. And it's a bracha about everything, and it's a bracha focusing on all the kirkas of the Bria. And Rebbeinu Shalom made all of them. And Ad Kedei Kach made all of them, that the Malachim, that's why. You ever wonder why all of a sudden, in the middle of this bracha, we stop in the middle of the bracha, and we throw in Kedusha. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. We're going to get to it in detail later, but, right? Yifanim, Mechayis, HaKodesh. What are we doing there? We're saying Kedusha? So if you're saying Kedusha, then you should need 10 people.
Should not be.
You should.
Oh, you should.
For Kedusha, you need 10 people. So why are you allowed to say this by yourself? Because we're not really saying Kedusha here. We're describing what happens in Shemaim.
Wait, you're talking about this Kadosh?
Yeah. Because we're describing what happens in Shemaim. That all the Malachim, all the Kirkus in the Bria, even the Shemaim themselves, they are Gufa Meshabeach Rebbeinu Shalom. It's part of the Shevach. We're not saying Kedusha, we're just saying what the Malachim say. So the point is that we're saying that everything in the Bria relates back to the Rebbeinu Shalom. So in the middle of Zach the Sefer, who said this? It's from a Rishon. I don't know who it is yet, but it's a Sefer, it's called Teres HaMincha. Zach the Sefer, Teres HaMincha, unbelievable pshat. So that's the Shaykhis to Kriya Shema. This is the bracha you're supposed to say before Kriya Shema, because it's Yichud Hashem. The bracha, the yisoid of Kriya Shema is Kabbal Sol Malchus Shemayim. It's to remember that everything comes from the Rebbeinu Shalom. Like we spoke on Rosh Hashanah about the yichud Hashem. Why is the pasuk Shema Yisrael one of the pasukim of Malchus? Because it talks about being mamluch in the Rebbeinu Shalom, that there is no other krech in the Bria except for Hashem. So, and if that's the case, so therefore this bracha is setting that up. It's saying that there's Or. There's Choshech, but they're both Hashem. There's Toiv, and there's Ra. And you don't want to just say Dynamis and HaToiv HaMeitiv. No, it's all one. And all that is Hashem. And even in the Shemaim themselves, they praise the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Meshabach Hashem, where they see everything happening. So Mil, this is Gufa, the introduction to Gevalt Gepshat. This is Gufa, the introduction to Kriya Shema, to the Yichud Hashem, is this bracha specifically. So you have to say the Or by day and the Choshech by night, and you have to say Shalom, and you have to say HaKoil. Now you get in the mode, now you can talk about the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Yichud Hashem. So this is the introduction. Now I was thinking that...
You actually see that by the Areach and the Shemesh, and you also see by Kriyas Yam Suf, the Yam and the Yabasha. Also,
yeah, okay.
All opposites.
Everything has to work together. Yeah. Now, I was thinking based on that's also why both in Shachris and in Ma'ariv we talk about Torah. Why? Because the Rambam says in Sefer Mitzvahs that to have Avos Hashem, you have to know about Hashem. You have to know Hashem. Yediyah is Ahava. So, a person who says the Rambam, you can know Hashem in two ways. You can know Hashem by looking at the Bria. But you could also know Hashem much better on a higher level through learning Torah. So the Torah itself is the way to see the Rebbeinu Shalom in the Bria in a greater way than the Bria itself. I'll give you a mashal. I think it's an amazing mashal. I saw it to a few people lately and they were going to raise some candle from this mashal. That imagine you are a CEO of a company. You just got a new position, so you want to be successful. So what do? You try to find who else is a successful CEO. Right? Who else is successful at this job? And you try to find the most successful company in the last, 5 years, who's making the most money, if that's called success, whatever. Then you say to the CEO, listen, I want to learn from you. So the guy says, sure. So you follow him around from meeting to meeting for months. Every time an employee comes up to him and, makes an argument, he makes this knetch, he treats him this way, and then at board meetings he talks this way, and when it comes to dealing with the clients he speaks a certain way, and he has everything mamash worked out, how his tone is and how he's playing everyone, all of his cards right. He's unbelievable. So you start learning things. But imagine if you could, so you could learn a lot from doing that. You see how the person reacts in different scenarios. But let's say they would actually create a machine. You could actually go into his brain. And instead of just seeing what he did, you could actually see what he was thinking that got him to do that. Right? So you would actually know a lot more about how to be successful. Not just, well, he dealt in this meeting this way. What was his emotion? What was he thinking at that moment? And why did he speak? Not just, you know, what did he say, but what was goyim him to say that? So you would be on a 10th, you would actually get into the CEO's brain. You would actually know what got him to say those things, right? It's a much better way to learn. So, kavyochol, when we want to understand the Ribbono Shel Olam, you could look in the Bria. It's like it's like seeing what Ribbono Shel Olam made. So you see an unbelievable Bria. But the Torah is kavyochol what to say. For the Moshe, this is how the Ribbono Shel Olam is looking at it. It's a whole different understanding. Torah is the word of the Ribbono Shel Olam itself, not just what happened from that, not just the Bria. So the Torah is a much higher level of understanding than the Ribbono Shel Olam. So therefore, if we talk about the Bria, but then we talk about Torah, that's a much higher level. And both of those together create the introduction for Kriya Shema. That's one pshat. There's another pshat also. The other pshat is that the point of these brachas is to be misboinen on how much the whole Bria needs to come onto the Ribbono Shel Olam to survive. What's the most important, the greatest sustainer of the Bria is the sun. Right? Without the sun, nothing could grow, nothing could happen. No, right? And the sun is positioned, Hameir la'aretz v'ladar v'lal barachamim, is positioned in a way that if it will be the tremendous amount of distance that there's, how many miles are there between the earth and the sun? 93
million miles.
What?
Pretty far.
And that's been to you.
Uh-huh.
It was like if it was a half a foot more or less,
Burn you up.
Right, I'm saying, if out of 93 million miles, you think you can get a 10%, you could probably get a 1%, you know, a give or take. But you get a 1, right? Now, we're such feeble creatures that when the degree moves 1 degree, imagine when you're in New York, the difference between the summer and the winter. Right? Now, how much, that's 23 degrees, right? The earth tilts the most is 23 degrees. So the difference between the sun shining, you know, is pretty, it's not, you know, a huge difference. And that creates the difference between the summer and the moon. That, you don't even have a 1% give on that. The sun was created and put in exactly the right place that it gives enough to give nutrients, but not enough to burn, and enough to keep you warm, and not enough to make you too hot. So it's an unbelievable thing. So it's really the entire sustenance of the Bria comes from the sun. This is up to Maral. The Maral says, but we're being mishabeach the Ribbono Shel Olam for all the sustenance of the Bria. But in the spiritual sense, the ruchniyistic sustenance is entire. Whatever the sun does to the gashmiyistic world is what Torah does to the ruchniyistic world. So whenever you're Meshabeach Hashem, and he says multiple rise to this, unbelievable. Whenever we're Meshabeach the Ribbono Shel Olam for the sun, we're Meshabeach him for the Torah right away. Because the sun is just a mashal for us to understand what the Torah is. The sun sustains the Bria, the Torah sustains the Bria. The sun lights up the Bria. Torah lights up the Bria. Without Torah, you don't understand anything. You can't understand anything. So, whatever the sun, the same characters that the sun gives to the Bria is what Torah gives to people. And he says, another mashal, Gevalka mashal, is the Alam Natsech that we say in Shabbos morning. Hashemayim Misaprim Kvod Kael. So what's the whole beginning of the parak of Tehillim? If you look over there. So the whole beginning of the parak, right, is it's in this sitter. Right, it's on page 172. So the sitter goes, L'manatech mizol davar, Hashemayim Misaprim Kvod Kael. The Hashemayim says the Kavod of Hashem. Umase yodov magid rakia, and you learn it from the rakia. Yom liyom yabiyoim mevlayla yichavidas enoim mevayin dvarim belinish makolim b'chol haaretz yatzakavam. Right, you see this in the whole land. Uviktzei sevel milayim lashemesh some oil bohem, and the shemesh is like an oil for the world. It's like a chasim coming out of its chupa, etc., etc. All of a sudden, in the middle, teres Hashem tumima mishivas nafesh idus Hashem neman machimas pesi pkudei Hashem yisshar mesam chilev mitzvas Hashem bar meiras enoim.
Pusikim from Simchas Torah.
Yeah. So what does it have to do with the beginning? Why is this in one thing? Because it's exactly the same thing. You can't be Meshabech the Ribbono Shel Olam for the sun without being Meshabech the Ribbono Shel Olam for the Torah. The same, because the same Karach the Ribbono Shel Olam gave in the Gashmis is a Moshe for the Ruchnis. The Gashmis is the sun sustains us, the sun lights it up for us, the sun directs us, tells us, it gives us direction, and that's what the Torah does for people. So Mamela Zakht is that that's Maral's Var. Maral says you need to say Torah and son in the same sentence always. It's a Gavaldic Var from the Maral. Now so really
both kimono above
right.
They're both
Megala. The Torah and the Or is Megala. That's the next thing I want to talk about. Right. Now, there's a vart like this. This is an unbelievable vart. So really, because you could ask another question, which is that if Lamaisa were really being Meshabech and Kodesh Baruch for the whole entire Bria, so then why are we focusing on the Or? So it's a little bit misleading, the whole bracha, because we're here, sitting here focusing on the R, but really, really, this is supposed to be a bracha on the entire Bria Batsim. So Rabbi Avigdor Milo has an unbelievable vart. This is why I wanted you to come for this vart.
Whether you should praise more that Adam and Chava were born and
the whole Bria, I don't know. The whole thing, that you could live and breathe, you wake up in the morning, everything. So he says a vart like this. I'm not shy, I think of art. He says that really you can ask the same kasha, Maisa Bereshis. The first thing that the Rebbe Shlomo said is Vayhi Ar. And the Gemara says, if you look around, there's 9 Ma'amarim. But really the Gemara says there was 10 Ma'amarim. So what was the first Ma'amar? Vayomer Hashem Yehi Ar is the first. There's only 8 more after that. So Vayomer Hashem Yehi Ar is the first, plus 8 is 9. Where's the 10? So the Gemara says, Bereshis Nami Ma'amar. Bereshis itself was creation. It was bara. It was bara. Bara means to create yesh me'ayin. To create, the original creation is bara. And then everything else Hashem created, made from that bara, he gave it a tzura. Okay? So why was the first thing created though, the R? And why is that the first thing? So everything, there was potential. Hashem created, bara was the etzem ratzon to create the world, the Ramchal says. Bereshis is etzem ratzon Hashem to create the world. Okay. Then vayhi ar is the first. Why is ar the first? Zokter b'Avigdor Milo, unbelievable. Because really, why did Hashem create the Bria in the first place? It's because this is the vehicle through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Megala Kvoida in the Bria. He's going to be Megala himself through the Bria. So the whole point of the Bria is for us to see it. If we can't see the Bria, there's no point in the Bria, because the Bria is for us to notice the Kavod Hashem in the Bria. So therefore, the R is the most important thing, because what's R? R is what allows a person, R is the same letters as Re'ia. Re'ia and R is the same. That's how you see things, right? The way you see things, Mr. Glass over here, the way you see things is that the light of whatever it is that you're looking at reflects into your eye. You see it through the R. The R is a koyach for us to see whatever's going to be created. Without R, there's no point in the Bria, which brings out the whole point. The whole idea of being Meshabeach Kodesh Baruch Hu is that we're using the Bria to see you in the Bria. So of course, the R has to be the first thing. The R being, the fact that Hashem said Vehi R, stells a vec for us that whatever He's going to create, He wants us to see. It's an unbelievable var. Whatever's going to be created is only al tanai that we could see it. It's only with the understanding that it's for us to be able to be makir Him through that bria. So mamela, when we're really we mishabach Hashem for the whole entire bria, but we have to mention the or because that's the point. What we're saying is that we're makir you in the bria. It's not just we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you. No, not just thank you. It's that we see you in the bria. The Bria is a way for us to get close to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as is Torah. That's the point. So Mamela, that's when he says the focus is on the R. The focus is on the R so that you can understand and see what it is that you're about that you're about to be Meshavach HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. That's removing the Miller's words, Gevaldika Havana in this whole Indian.
A blind person has a doubt. It's going to be a harder.
The Gemara says that it's a suffix whether a blind person should make this bracha. Shalai ra ma'ayres and yamav. So how can you make the bracha? That's why we say oisir shalom uveres hakoil. No, so that's really the point. So that's why we focus on that R, and just understand again, the Yoitzer R was after the Bar, right? There's Yoitzer R and Boyre Choshech. Boyre, like we said, Bereshis, Boyre is just creating either the Ratzon to create. Boyre is just a rough creation. Yoitzer is giving is the Choymer. Yoitzer is the Tzura. Yoitzer is what gives it a Tzura, like Lashon Tzura, gives it, shapes it. Choshech, even though it's a creation, but it's only a creation, it doesn't require any Tzura. But the Yoitzer, right? The Yoitzer is in the R. However, we have to understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu needed to create the Choshech. Because if the whole point is that we should be able to see Him in the Bria, that's got to be the Nisayon. It can't just be so obvious. It has to be a Hester upon Him. So the Choshech is what creating that Hester upon Him. So again, the point is that we should see Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria. And that's why we make this Baruch. Yoitzer R, Bari Choshech is two sides of the same. Same coin. Yeah, well,
the first day, the or is not really or. It's or ruchni, it's not or light.
It's the hashpah of the Ribbono Shel Olam and the Bria, basically.
Yeah,
it's that's why. So I saw it brought down from Hashem the Vilna Goyin that the Goyin said that we think. I wasn't going to say this because it's a little deep and I don't fully understand it, but I'm going to say the words. So we think that really Choshech is not a creation and the Ikar creation is R. And Choshech is just, you know, when there's no light, it's dark. He says, no, fakir. The first thing in the Bria was R, was the R Agonus, was the Ikar Bria in the world was the R that was the Ribbono Shel Olam in the Bria. Choshech was a creation to cover that up, to make it an Nisayon that we can now see, we don't see Him everywhere. So the whole world is really one big Choshech. Connected the R that we're spoken, that we, the Gilui of the R of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The whole world is really one big sheet being put over the Gilui of Hashem. So the whole world is really a level of Choshech. Take that however you like to, but that's there. Okay, so I want to get involved. We're going to talk a little bit as you go along, you know, each paragraph, what it means and what it's doing. But this is, I think, a very fundamental idea, just to understand what the bracha, what we're trying to do over here. So again, let's just summarize. these two brachas are brachas before Kriyat Shema. What's the shaychus to Kriyat Shema is that this is the Yichud Hashem. It's being first of all, it's Meshabeach, but it's more than Meshabeach Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's the Yichud Hashem in the Bria. It's the Yichud Hashem that all the koyches in the Bria are the Ribbono Shel, and that we're supposed to use the koyches in the Bria to be makir the Ribbono Shel. And that's the bracha Yitzhar Baruchoshach. That's why we focus on the R. It's a real bracha on the whole Bria and the function of the Bria to bring out the Kavod Hashem. And that's why we also talk about Torah, because Torah is also the way to be Makar HaKadosh Baruch in the Bria. We also said that they both do the same thing, right? They sustain, they nurture, they give direction, Torah and R. And okay, so that's for now.